We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer in for Chris Edens. Our top local story, LGBTQ communities are celebrating this morning after the Supreme Court handing a big win, ruling in a 6-3 decision that federal civil rights law indeed protects gay, lesbian, and transgender workers. Tara Russell Slavin, Director of Policy and Community Building at the Los Angeles LGBT Center, says this was an unexpected and welcome surprise.
The reality is California already had non-discrimination protections that impact, you know, that protected LGBT people, but we still get people who come through our doors every day who have experienced discrimination in an employment setting. And I think when the Supreme Court weighs in and makes it clear, right, that you cannot discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity and employment circumstances, it is still going to have a significant impact in California. So I think this decision is huge. It's across the land.
Russell Slavin says today's ruling means more to her community as June is Pride Month. Governor Newsom's issued a statement following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision. He says the decision rights the injustice and brings the country in line with what has long been California law, and that nobody should have to fear losing their job simply because of who they are or whom they love. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva set to talk about the death of a black man found hanging from a tree in Palmdale this hour as calls grow for an independent investigation.
Sheriff's homicide detectives are looking into last week's death of 24-year-old Robert Fuller. A passerby found his body hanging in a tree in a park across from Palmdale City Hall. 2 weeks earlier and about 50 miles away, the body of 38-year-old Malcolm Harsh was found also hanging from a tree in Victorville. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department is investigating that case. Relatives of both men are having a hard time believing allegations that their deaths were suicides. Dozens gathered for a march in Fuller's honor over the weekend. This man spoke with CBS 2.
We have mayors that need to step up. We have sheriffs that need to step up. We have all these people that need to step up.
L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger and other lawmakers have urged State Attorney General Javier Becerra to lead an independent investigation into Fuller's death. Sheriff Villanueva has tweeted that Becerra has agreed to monitor his department's investigation. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
University of California Regents have just voted unanimously to support a move in the state legislature to overturn a 24-year-old ban on affirmative action. The vote backs a proposed ballot measure already passed by the state assembly and being considered by the Senate that would repeal a law approved by voters in 1996 that prohibits state institutions from giving any preferential treatment based on race, ethnicity, or sex. Critics of the law say that's led to a serious drop in student diversity on UC campuses. Doctors at Cedars-Sinai are keeping very busy dealing with more hospitalized coronavirus cases than any other healthcare facility in Southern California.
Since March, Cedars doctors have treated more than 400 COVID-19 patients. Of those, most are now discharged and continuing their recuperation at home. But Cedars Chief Medical Officer Dr. Richard Riggs says treating COVID-19 has been a learning experience.
This particular type of disease doesn't behave like some of our other pneumonia-type patients. For instance, months, our average length of stay is over 12 days. That's quite a lengthy time for a treatment. And that, of course, is because many of these folks wind up in the ICU.
Cedars is testing all patients for COVID-19 before they undergo inpatient and select outpatient procedures. Less than 1% of asymptomatic patients have tested positive for the virus. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A growing number of public health officials in California are resigning or retiring because of threats and pressure over their handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The latest example was the Orange County Chief Health Officer, Dr. Nicole Quick, who quit last week after protest at her home over the county's mandatory mask order. That makes 7 top officials across the state who have now left their posts. Ahead of the National Association of County and City Health Officials, Lori Trimmel Freeman says the health officers are being treated unfairly.
They have no other agenda. They have no ulterior motives but to keep their community safe and healthy. And it's just really distressing and disheartening to see this happening to really good professionals in public health.
Reports say that online abuse of public health officials has been going on for years. California's gas tax had to go up by more than 3 cents a gallon on the 1st of July, but some Sacramento lawmakers are pushing for a delay. Bakersfield Assemblyman Vince Fong tells the LA Times a tax hike now would just rub salt in the wounds of Californians who are already having serious money problems because of the coronavirus. But LA State Senator Holly Mitchell wants the increase to stay on schedule because financially strapped local governments really need the extra revenue it would generate. Just as the restrictions were lifted and people could return to the gyms, 24-Hour Fitness has filed for bankruptcy protection and closed a bunch of locations.
18 locations of 24-Hour Fitness have permanently closed around Southern California. This includes gyms in Irvine, Costa Mesa, Pasadena, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Montclair, Simi Valley, and more. The closures here are part of a scaling back of 100 locations in 14 states across the country. 24-Hour Fitness's CEO says if it were not for COVID-19 and its devastating effects, they would not be filing for Chapter 11. Gold's Gym made the same move in early May. Since the coronavirus shutdown, many people invested more in at-home options for workouts, and as the economy reopens, they've been looking for less expensive options to the gym. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.